reports can be not only a form of getting respect, getting recognition, becoming a hero, but also can be a great form of living. They know that they can have a good lifestyle, which was not the belief earlier, unfortunately. And I think these are the kind of changes that will make a huge difference. If you look at our fellowship program, we have 6 fellows, and those 6 fellows make a difference or touch lives of 3,500 children. And this also includes the differently abled. So then we talk about para games, para Olympics, para Commonwealth, all the para games. Then this is where it will eventually make a difference.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors and businesses and professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. In this special episode, Catalyzing Change, the Power of Family Philanthropy, as part of Unusual Suspects in collaboration with GivingPie, India's first family-focused philanthropy network, we'd be talking about the rapidly evolving philanthropic landscape and the paradigm shift that is underway. Philanthropists are increasingly leveraging technology, engaging in collaborative efforts, exploring innovative financial models, and placing a strong emphasis on equity and inclusion in their giving strategies. Together with families and philanthropists, we'll explore diverse giving approaches and evolving perspectives, aiming to inspire a new era of impactful philanthropy, especially in critical and underserved sectors. In today's episode, we dive into the transformative realm of philanthropy for sports and its burgeoning role in India, where families are taking bold strides to drive social change. We will delve into how philanthropy is playing a pivotal role in making sports more accessible to all. I'm delighted to have Vita Dani, founder of the Dani Foundation and EMS Sports Foundation. Vita is a key figure in the realm of sports philanthropy, spearheading initiatives that extend beyond traditional boundaries. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Vita.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gaurav.
Vita, you know, your philanthropic efforts are dedicated to enhancing physical literacy and sporting excellence in India. In the context of youth development, how do you see sports as a catalyst for broader social and personal growth, Vita?
So, I truly believe that the energy of youth is the game changer as far as our country and the rest of the world is concerned. If the energy of the youth is directed in the right direction, we can achieve a lot more. Whether it speaks about the leadership quality of a sports person, whether it's a decision-making skill of a sports person, or it speaks about HR aspect of a human being. And all these things are learned from sport. So it's just that how energy is used in a positive manner. And today, as you know, India has majority of the population, which is its youth. Then this is the youth that's going to be the eyeballs. This is the youth that's going to have the buying power. This is the youth that's going to have the spending power. And this is the youth that's going to create enormous amount of changes and entrepreneurs in the coming years. So I feel that sports is the right platform to focus on as far as our country is concerned.
Vita, you know, it's interesting that you talk about youth and empowerment and entrepreneurship too. And we are at a particularly transformative period, if I may say so, in India. We are now the 5th largest economy, probably galloping towards the 3rd largest in the next few years or so. And that resurgence in the economy is also kind of getting translated and mirrored on the sporting fields too. So, and it's not just about cricket any longer. It's also in athletics, track and field, hockey, various other sports, chess, and we are earning laurels. We are probably going to host the 2036 Olympics too, if all goes to plan. What role do you see philanthropy, both family and corporate philanthropy and individual philanthropy, to actually help nurture talent in sports, particularly from areas outside of the glitzy big metros where a lot of talent is lying untapped?
So, First of all, it is very heartening to know that individuals as well as corporates have come forward to support sport. And I think there is no better time than now, where there is so much of encouragement in sports also by the government. If I speak about the Dani Foundation and us as a family, I'd like to say that we are involved in several projects. We are, of course, building capacity building, but that doesn't keep us away from high performance center. And when you are talking about our achievement at Olympics, at Asian Games, at Commonwealth Games, then it's the high performance center that will really make a huge difference. We have adopted a center in boxing in Rohtak. And here we have closer to about 85 female boxers and about 100 male boxers in different age categories. So two things. One is the ratio in itself that women are doing well. And second is that all of them together are performing well. And I think as a country, India has historically done well in boxing, and I'm sure it will continue to do so. So it is important that we support these kind of centers. If you look at ELMS, then we support archery, we support athletics, judo, taekwondo, volleyball, wrestling, and otherwise we support table tennis as well. So I think it's just a holistic approach. It's a holistic plan that will come together and will make a difference in the larger scheme of things for our country. I think that's what I think is really important, Gaurav.
Absolutely. And could you provide some specific examples which you alluded to in your in the response previously, or insights from the initiative of the ELMS Foundation or the Sports for Transformation Fellowship by Dani Foundation that highlight the role of sports in fostering development, Vita?
So while supporting high performance center is important, it is equally important to build on the grassroots. And I always feel that bottom-up approach is as important, because that creates a pipeline of champions or pipeline of players that can, you know, potentially become champions. So we work in closer to 23 aspirational districts. We have touched closer to 4 lakh lives. And we, by 10 years of Chalang, Project Chalang, which is going to be in 2027, we are quite confident that we will touch 10 million lives. And if we focus on this grassroots, then we will create the pipeline of players who can come, and they will eventually come to higher level and go on to the professional way of sports. Also, I feel many people today in India believe that sports can be not only a form of getting respect, getting recognition, becoming a hero, but also can be a great form of living. They know that they can have a good lifestyle, which was not the belief earlier, unfortunately. And I think these are the kind of changes that will make a huge difference. If you look at our fellowship program, we have 6 fellows, and those 6 fellows make a difference or touch lives of 3,500 children. And this also includes the differently abled. So then we talk about para games, para Olympics, para Commonwealth, all the para games. Then this is where it will eventually make a difference. Year one, we have had 6 fellows working in our fellowship program. Year two, we are expecting about 15. So we'd like to believe that everything will become multifold. So I think that's the kind of impact that we look at as a foundation. And like this, there are many more people who I'm sure are doing some great work. And it's this collective effort that will really reflect in India as a sporting nation.
You know, Vita, in the realm of sports and philanthropy, could you delve into the strategic approaches that distinguish your initiatives from similar initiatives done by others, Vita?
I know that, of course, Reliance Foundation does some exemplary work in sports, and I don't think I need to throw any light on it. Everybody knows about it. Similarly, Jindal's do good work. Glenmark does work, I think, in swimming. Edelweiss supports athletes. OGQ, of course, the Olympic Gold Quest, has been doing it for many, many years. And again, they do an exceptional job. And here, I think it's all under the leadership of Virendra Skina and Neeraj Bajaj, Prakash Padukone, who don't need any introduction or any credibility that they earn. And like this, I'm sure there are many more people, but these are the few names that come to my mind.
You know, I'm particularly interested, Vita, in hearing about any innovative strategies or collaborations with external entities that have significantly amplified the impact of your efforts. Are there any specific partnerships that have been instrumental in advancing your mission, Vita?
Yes, we do have. We now have a tie-up with the Loughborough University. And as you may be aware, that Loughborough University is the finest sporting management school in UK, where all the athletes across several disciplines go and train there for Olympic sports. And of course, it's under the leadership of Sebastian Coe, who doesn't need any introduction once again. So we are very proud to say that EMS has a strategic partnership with them. And we do send our children also to Korea to train. We also get foreign coaches over here to train. So I think it's we just have to create different models and different ways of figuring out how we can benefit our sports people. So whether they go there, whether some of the professionals come here, there's an interchange of players. So all these things together will make the difference. And I think that's important, Gaurav.
Absolutely. And, you know, finally, we are looking at 2047 and everyone is crystal gazing into it because that's a milestone so far as India's progress as a nation is concerned. We'll also hit 100 years of India's independence. But in all of this, while we're talking about development and the primary markers of development, etc., I think the significance of sports for development probably has got even more pronounced now, given the fact that we are marching towards 100th year of independence. And you have been instrumental in contributing to this cause significantly. In your perspective, how do you envision philanthropists playing a pivotal role in mainstreaming sports for development in India? Particularly, are there any specific strategies or steps you believe philanthropists can adopt to ensure a more inclusive and widespread impact in this realm?
I think it is good to focus on one or two sports if you are a starter. I mean, if you're starting with your journey, because then you can give your entire attention and focus to that one or two sports. We started off with table tennis, and we have seen a huge difference in last 5 years. And we had both the approaches, top-down as well as bottom-up. So we have the league, which is one of the most popular leagues and widely watched league in the world. We have academies, so we support 4 to 5 academies. We do state-based leagues. We support all the national ranking and national championships across all age categories. We are looking at doing a college-level program. We used to support a school program, which we used to run in almost 23 states in India. And we do a municipal school program. So what happens is that you are creating a structure at every level. And that itself will show how a sport can change. I was talking to one of the players who had come for UTT, one of the international and most remarkable players. And she said that earlier when they used to see the draws and they'll say, there's an Indian in the draw. I say, now when we see the draw and they say, oh my God, there's an Indian in the draw. So that is the difference that people are seeing in India and perceiving that India can become a sporting nation and India can produce players. It's a question of putting the processes in place because we are a country of billion people. And I certainly would like to believe that we can produce enough champions and more. So it's the question of putting all the right framework in place, and we will create champions. And that's what it is, Gaurav.
Absolutely. And I think your confidence is contagious. Having said that, however, what I would like to ask you finally is that, you know, if I were to ask you to point out a few challenges that India faces from turning itself into a great sporting nation, what would those be? And related to that, as a supplementary, if there were certain policy changes that you think should be brought about, because the lack of policy initiatives that specifically needs to be addressed, what would those be, Vita?
I am glad you asked me this question, you know, about policy changing. So we are working with the government by saying that we must ensure that there is 1 hour of play in school every day in school. While this does happen in private schools, we need to ensure that this is also adopted in the government-run school. So two things will happen. One is, of course, people will become physically more literate, as we say it, or physically more active. It will keep diabetes away, and we need to go away from this impression and data that we are the diabetic capital of the world. Third thing is that students will start using that energy in a positive way. That will keep them away from trouble. That means parents will support it. However, there is one challenge. And that challenge is that parents very often say that, okay, now my child has come to 10th standard and 12th standard, so let them focus on education. Let them become an engineer. Let them become a doctor. Let them become other professional. And that's the mindset that we need to change. This can only be changed if we make them believe that there is good living out of sports, as I mentioned earlier. And I think some of the outstanding performers have already conveyed this message, whether you look at Sharath Kamal, whether you look at PV Sindhu, Abhinav Bindra, you look at Neeraj Chopra. And this is what becomes aspirational, for not only for children, but also for parents to say that, okay, let my child go and pursue sports professionally. So there are many more examples. And I don't think even age is an issue anymore, because if you look at Rohan's performance recently, you look at Leander Pace, and they're just fantastic. So they need to become the heroes. And really, I mean the heroes, the role models, and the face of India. And that will encourage many more people to do so. So we have to make sure that parents are also equally invested. And as they say, that when you go and see a sport, if a child comes, so will one of the siblings and a parent come along with it. So you are actually changing the entire mindset of the family and the neighborhood. You know, your neighbors will come, your friends will come. All these things will bring about a larger change, Gaurav.
Absolutely, Vita. And so well said that, you know, parents should be equally invested in developing sports, and also driving home the point that sports is a necessary activity and should not be seen as an additionality. Thank you, Vita Dani, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us for this very special podcast series, and also sharing your deep insights on a variety of issues, on a range of issues on sports philanthropy and what needs to be done, and what are the challenges that lie, that are making coming in the way of making India a very, very effective sporting country. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gaurav. I think it's an honor to be part of the Unusual Suspects and part of your podcast. Thank you so much.